Howdy, everybody. I'm Rose Maddox, and I'd like to tell you that you're listening to KBOO in Portland, Oregon, the station that I listen to when I'm in the area.
Stand by for the noontime jamboree. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Today, I sat alone at the window, and I watched a little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing. I heard him name again, and I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him, Daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play house. It makes my mommy cry. 'Cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye.
Goodbye. Now listen while I tell you about a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pine, where the moon's a little bashful and seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. The music is the fiddle and a cracking guitar. They get their kicks from an old blue jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance, 'cause the woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes a shotgun, shoots out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. There's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella totes a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, 'cause they're gonna be a funeral if they start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle to broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Thank you. about the place I know. Down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pine, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night.
boys will just go wild. When they see my woodstock rose so charming, I'm sure it will be alarming. When they see your lovely woodstock smile.
Those Campbells are coming. And you are listening to Hillbilly Hound Noontime Jamboree. Once again, friends, bringing you the very, very best in God's own country and Western music right here at the Mighty 90.7 on your FM Corral. We started off today's program with our old friend Tammy Wynette there doing I Don't Want to Play House, just an awful nice song I thought everyone would like to hear today, and I wanted to hear it. After that, Johnny Bond did Tennessee Saturday Night. Of course, that was a big Red Foley hit. And after that, well, it was Hank Williams III. Doing that Satan Is Real Straight to Hell tune. Of course, now there is no real Hank Williams III because Hank Williams' name was Hiram Williams, and Hank Jr.'s name is actually Randall Hank, and I don't know what this guy's name is.
Shelton.
Okay, somebody over here says it's Shelton. Someone to be introduced later. I thought it's something like that. But anyhow, he's got something there that seems okay. So that was that Hank Jr. Maybe we'll hear Hank III there. And after that, we had Jenks Tex Carmen doing the Ozark Rose, and then that was Tex Williams and the Western Caravan, which of course remembers the old Spade Cooley band playing Campbells Are Coming. It's a noontime jamboree with all your favorite country and Western hits. Let's go over to our friend here, Hank Sr., and let him sing to you right now.
I'm a rolling stone all alone and lost. Life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine. And a woman's life makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Thank you. little lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin, or you're sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Just as blue as I can be, said Suzanne, said goodbye to me. My life is a failure, I say, and she won't be my gal no more, no more, no more. I pack my things in a grill, take a long ocean trail, out on a great big steam ship, and she'll never see her daddy no more, no more. Still I hate to say farewell to my mammy and my sister Nell. They sure gonna cry when I tell that I ain't coming home no more, no more. The yodelay, holly holly, the perhaps I'll be sorry someday that I leave here and go away. But you need not ask me to stay, 'cause I'll never change my mind no more, no more. Now whether I'm right or wrong, I'm gonna be gone before long. And then I'll hush this crazy song that I never will sing no more, no more. Your lady, I hear your lady.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people.
laugh and dance, and look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying, but that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Once I had love undying, I didn't keep it, I wasn't trying. Life for me is just one party and then another. Broke her heart so many times, I had to have my party won. Then one night she said, sweetheart, the party's over.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Keeping me from home. Hank's giving me those high.
wasted with all my country heroes. I'm getting wasted with all my country heroes.
Let's all get in the key of C. When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging around. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues, they're playing. The blues are saying, and it's just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. The blues are saying, mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you very much, Willie Nelson, there live at the Panther Hall down there in Fort Worth, Texas, doing his Immortal Nightlife. And very possibly in the background was Johnny Bush playing drums on that. I don't know if he was there, played on many of his recordings. Right after that, we had, or right before that, it was Hank III once again doing My Country Heroes off of this new Hank Williams III, a record that is called Straight to Hell. We had Lefty Frizzell back there with the Never No More Blues, and we had Johnny Bush with Willie Nelson doing The Party's Over, and some Hank Williams doing The Lost Highway. It's a noontime jamboree with all your favorite country and western hits, and we have some guests here in the studio. In fact, you can hear one of them breathing heavily if you're listening closely. It's our friend Ian Miller, and we got the Miller sisters here as well.
Say what? There's only one.
Both Lorna and Lena are here.
Lisa,
pardon me. And so glad to have you all here today. Lorna, you're not going to participate over there? You'll be the silent partner?
Yeah, I'm just the mom.
You know, there was the Miller Brothers Orchestra down there in Texas.
Absolutely.
No relation? Or
No relation, I only wish.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It could be tenuous.
True. You can talk to my mom about that.
Okay.
We cut a wide swath.
Yeah. Well, nice of you guys to come down here today.
Thanks for having us.
By the way, you.
You're welcome. At some point, you're going to have to play a song of yours, too. What number you think?
You're thinking number one.
Okay, it's on there.
Not yet released.
Okay. And so what brings you here today with this number one song?
Besides your great company?
Yes.
And the great tunes?
Well, you could hear that at home, I guess.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
Yeah, you gotta get one.
I would say the other reason we're here is we're going to release a music video on the 23rd.
Really?
And really.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait till you see it.
Wait till you see it. It's great. It's exciting. It's going to be at Duff's Garage on the 23rd. We're going to show that video and we're going to play some honky tonk.
So now you're going to show this video at Duff's Garage on the 23rd, huh?
Yeah, on a big screen TV.
I was just going to say, do they have a movie screen or something there?
Big screen.
How big?
About 30 some.
Really?
Inches.
Yeah.
They bring
they're going to wheel it in. Well, we're going to wheel it in, set it up back by the they don't know this yet, but I'm telling them how it's going to be. We're going to set it up back by the video poker machines, hopefully. Look out. Oh.
Sorry, it's okay.
And
just on your microphone.
You know, try to get strategically placed so that everyone can see it.
Yeah.
You know, that might take a little planning.
It stars many Duff's regulars.
Yes, it does.
And so
they're going to say it stars many Pearl, but anyhow.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. Next one, Lisa, we'll get you a hat with the tag on.
Our friend Frederick Schroers be there?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He better be.
That's regular.
Yes, he
and,
is.
And when did you film this groundbreaking
over
performance?
Over a period of months.
Really?
The initial...
But isn't it just one song?
Yeah, but the people that made this are such utter and total professionals that they wouldn't settle for just some slapdash affair.
Did you have to wear the exact same clothes all the time?
Yes.
So there'd be continuity?
Yes.
Was there a continuity person, or did they just handle that along with
No, we hand? Had to take that responsibility on ourselves.
Really?
Well, the thing is that the majority of the performance stuff that you see in the clip was shot all the same day over a period of, what, about 3 hours?
Three or five hours.
Yeah, and then we went back in to shoot some pickup stuff where we're kind of out of focus and in the background. So
kind of arty.
Yeah, it's very arty, very tricky.
Very arty. Yeah.
Very tricky and very professional.
There's something like arty and tricky and professional.
Yeah. That's many careers have been built on music videos that had arty, tricky, professional work. And many careers died, but ours will not.
Ours will not, no.
And then what are you going to do with the video after you played it at the Duff's Garage?
Show it to our friends.
No, yeah, right. We're going to watch it a lot at home. And
sit
go,
on
oh.
it? No. No
it'll be on, we're going to put it on YouTube and iFilm and, you know.
And send it out.
MySpace, and then it's going to be sent out to a bunch
en masse.
Of...
En
uh-huh.
Yeah. Try to get picked up by various independent-type music channels.
People have faster computers than me.
That could be
cool. So is that this song right here?
Well, no.
This song is featured in the Rock and Roll Mamas documentary that we also happen to be in.
Which Rock and Roll Mamas documentary is that?
The only one, I believe.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll
the
Mamas.
The one that gets all the press.
Yeah.
They just released a compilation, and this song is on the compilation.
Them who?
Them being the filmmakers who are making this documentary about moms, like myself,
who
play music and rock.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
Anna.
Jeez, it's growing.
It's growing. You know, there's some big name people, and then there's some like people like me who are
whose names aren't
local.
Big yet.
Not yet,
or
but
not
working on it. Yeah,
like
we're
that.
Hoping this documentary will help that.
Uh-huh. And what's, okay, and this is the song you do in that documentary?
Yeah, it's called Hillbilly Betty.
All right. Let's
Ian
give
and
us...
I wrote this together on a Greyhound bus.
Which part did he write, and which part did you write?
I guess you'll probably be able to tell when you hear the song.
Okay. All right, everybody listen in. We'll see if we can tell who wrote Ian's part and who wrote Lisa's part. So Hillbilly Betty.
Ruby lips, shapely hips, red pigtails, oh man, she wails. She's a hillbilly Betty.
Hillbilly Betty.
She's a hillbilly Betty.
Hillbilly Betty.
She's a hillbilly Betty, a man, she drives you wild. On the dance floor, well, she yells for more. I'll twist and shout. Man, she knocks you out. She's a hillbilly Betty. She's a hillbilly Betty. She's a hillbilly Betty. A man, she drives you wild.
more. Just like that.
Nice work, Lisa.
Thanks, Wade.
It's too bad your mom makes you use your little brother and all your records, though.
Yeah, it's a real drag.
Yeah, it's kind of the pains of family life. But
well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You can either have him play guitar or get yelled at all the time.
That's
I suppose,
right.
So.
He'll just follow me around like a puppy dog anyway. I might as well put him to work.
I know. There you go.
You know.
Gets them in. Cool. And that's going to be in, and when do you think they'll release that?
They just did. It's available on CD Baby now. If you go to Rock and Roll Mamas on CD Baby.
And there it is. Are they going to do something else with it, promote it, or do festivals?
Well, the film, yes. The film is not done yet.
She's raising awareness.
And money. Yeah.
As she goes along.
They're hoping that the film will be done by September 2007.
Are they from around here?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's filming all over the country
right.
and actually going on a European tour
uh-huh.
with some band.
Cool.
Somewhere.
Some band.
That sounds awful good. Well, that was very nice. And now you have some more stuff here as well?
I know, crazy, isn't it? We brought you a bunch of stuff because, you know, we love you, Wade, and we love your show.
Thanks. We like exclusives with Wade.
And we like exclusives with Wade Hoggett.
We give you the first shot at stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. The pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good to be here. I feel like you're on the edge and stuff like
you
that.
You are.
Yeah.
Cutting edge.
Right. New frontiers. Kind of pioneering.
Yeah. So this next song is the one that goes with the video that we did. Yes. And that would be cut number 2.
I see.
I Miss Texas, it's called.
Yeah. Where did this song come from, Lisa?
Well, this came from when we went down there to make our last CD.
When you went to Texas, eh?
We went to Texas. And
it was a long time ago.
2 years or something, was that about right?
Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but so we miss it.
Yeah, Texas,
so we wrote
this
song.
Yeah, so we came back, sort of processed all of our experiences in the course of a few verses.
Yes.
And processed this song right here. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's give this thing a spin here, as we say in
my
the
My other
DJ.
Brother's on this, too, also, by
the
way.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
On this?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the
record?
Oh,
no, he's not. I'm lying. I'm lying.
Yeah.
Never mind.
She tells a good story.
There you go.
I haven't told.
But can they sing harmony, the two of them?
My two brothers?
Yes.
They can.
Oh, that'd be good.
But we never do, because he doesn't like to sing anymore.
Okay.
I'll make him, though, one of these days.
Yeah.
All right. So this song here?
That's the one.
Okay.
I'm hooked out over you. I'm hooked out over you. You're my baby, and I don't mean maybe. I'm hooked out over you.
Do you remember, darling, when we was on the farm? I'd chase you round the hog pen, and I'd run you in the barn.
Ooh, and then I'd grab a flower point and crack you on the head. We'd both sit down and laugh till we was almost dead. I'm hooked out over you. I'm hooked out over you. You're my baby, and I don't mean maybe. I'm hooked out over you.
Under until my face turned blue, but I come up a choking saying, darling, I love you.
Oh, I'm hooked out over you. I'm hooked out over you. You're my baby, and I don't mean maybe. I'm hooked out over you.
And as the years went by, dear, I learned to love you so until you dropped that anvil on my little toe.
Possum dog. I'm hooked out over you. I'm hooked out over you. You're my baby, and I don't mean maybe. I'm hooked out over you. And when we made molasses, I'd always find you there. You'd put some on a cane stalk and stick it in my hair.
And then I'd grab a shotgun just before I'd shoot. Your mom would grin and say, those youngins, mercy, ain't they cute?
Well, I'm hogtied over you. I'm hogtied over you. You're my baby and I don't mean maybe I'm hogtied over you.
Oh, I always will remember, as long as I shall live, all those things you did to me, I surely will forgive.
Oh, I remember in the haystack, when you kissed me, it was fun. If only when you kissed me, you had jumped up and run. I'm hogtied over you. I'm hogtied over you. You're my baby, and I don't mean maybe I'm hogtied over you. Well, I'm hogtied over you. I'm hogtied over you. Oh, you're my baby, and I don't mean maybe I'm hogtied over you.
Yeah, well, that's going to make a great and very graphic video, I'm sure.
Yeah, except it's the wrong song.
Oh, my goodness, no. What happened? Did I push the wrong button again?
No, it wasn't your fault. It was my
change,
fault.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's only a few mistakes. It isn't my fault on the program here. It's nice to have somebody else to blame.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well, that's a fine version of the Tennessee Ernie Ford and Ella Mae Morris.
Is yeah, I believe that is correct.
They do
yes.
that version, and you guys picked that one up. It's real nice. Tell us about who all is on it and what they're doing, and then why.
Well, we got Billy Joe from the Dusty 45s is on there singing with me, and he also blew the horn.
That's nice. That's
Isn't
perfect.
That
he's got that late 40s West Coast Western Swing horn sound just nailed perfectly.
Exactly what we were trying for. And then that's Ian on guitar and guitar.
Yeah, guitar and guitar. And I just thought I should mention that in the middle of all that, the vocal track and the trumpet track, he was having an asthma attack.
You could never tell.
And he could never tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was dedicated.
Did he have to breathe in a bag or anything like that?
He had to take a few breathers.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. He was missing his inhaler.
Yeah.
Gee.
Oh, anyway. He did take some shots of whiskey.
You can take another cut or something, or start over again.
We were under pressure.
I see.
Yeah.
You know how
it was a timing issue.
Huh.
It was the Swedes.
Yeah.
We were sending a track to the Swedes.
Okay.
And they couldn't wait.
Huh?
I think we were the last. You know, they were actually, it was like, if we missed the deadline by a day, they were going to go ahead and press the CD without us. Rockin' at the Barn, volume what? Do you remember? Three.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On Dusty Records, which is funny. No connection to the Dusty 45s.
Huh. Small world,
Sweden.
Ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Those Swedes, though, they're pretty goal-oriented.
Yes. Yeah, apparently yes. So. Yeah.
We struck a nerve there. So now we have cut number three queued up here.
Oh, really? Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
I feel like we're just using up all your time,
Wade. That's what it's for.
Well, we really appreciate that.
Like money, it's to be spent.
Ah. Mm. Okay, well, this would be the correct track then.
Okay. This will be
video.
The video.
But you can come to Dev's Garage on the 23rd.
Check it out.
And view for yourself on the big screen TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
None bigger.
That's right. And come on down, and there's also going to be some great swag that night that will only be available that night.
Come early, stay late.
That's
like,
right.
Like those party bags that you got the celebrities with millions of dollars of cameras and sunglasses that cost $300 a pair
iPods,
and stuff like
no,
that.
No,
yeah.
No,
iPods with jewels on them.
Yeah.
Chocolate from Moonstruck?
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
No, none of that.
None of that. No. Something special and personalized.
A swag of a different color.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's take a listen. What's the name of this tune again?
I Miss Texas.
All right. You certainly do.
In Texas, they've got tacos, tequila, talks to. They treat you like your family, even if they don't want to. Boots, blondes, barbecue, bugs the size of my head. I wish I were in Texas, if I wasn't here instead. Get me back to Texas. Driving or flying is fine. I gotta get back to Texas. Back on Texas time. I left my heart in Texas last time I was there. Oh, get me back to Texas. I just don't care.
Montana, the state with the big, big sky. What we saw of Utah made us say, my, oh, my. Idaho, I don't know. Those potatoes, they tasted fine. But get me back to Texas with this hot and sweaty sunshine. I want to go to Austin, Houston, Arlington, even Old El Paso. Oh, get me back to Texas, that's where I want to go. I'm going to dance, sing some songs, drink some Lone Star beer.
Songs, it ends really fast.
Yeah, sorry, I should have warned you on that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I hate that when they end really fast. So that was pretty nice. Nice tune.
Thanks. Glad you liked it.
Yeah, good.
Texas, you know.
I don't even write songs, Lisa.
Oh, geez. Probably since I could write.
Did your mom write songs before you?
No, I don't think so. Really? I think she wrote some poetry, perhaps.
I wrote poetry and then started writing songs after.
Well, I thought maybe she wrote songs and then you were walking around, watching your mom walk around and write songs and thought, you know, I'll do that too.
No, more my brother, my older brother. Uh-huh. He was writing songs.
And family friends, too.
And family friends, yeah.
And family friends.
In the living room jam, you know.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
How many songs do you think you've written, as one might ask?
Oh, my gosh.
A lot. Ballpark.
What?
Hundreds.
Uh-huh.
But how many have people heard? Far less.
How many do you like? How many do you really like?
Yeah, that's the real question. Maybe about 50 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got one more thing here. You got a polka on here?
Yeah, of sorts.
It's a crazy song that Ian wrote. It's an instrumental.
Oh, that's all songs Ian wrote.
It's crazy. It's a lot of fun. It speaks for itself.
Okay. And you're
Babushka.
And you're going to be at the Duff's Garage on...
The 23rd, and then we're going to be at the Tiki Crawl at the Jupiter Hotel on the 24th. And
that's
then
right
we're
going
to be, at the Mississippi Pizza with our mama on the 29th.
All right. It sounds like a love fest.
It is.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Wade.
Sure. Play you a little song.
Thank you. leather heel boots on. My hillbilly Bessie, that gal's really gone. Hillbilly Bessie, oh what a queen. She's the reason boy she'll. Good night, Irene. She's got a smile, you can see her smile. And let me repeat, else she walked in on Josephine. You could see Bonaparte's retreat. All on Bessie, first she's here then there. My hillbilly Bessie, with the bright red hair. Hill boots on, my hillbilly Bessie, that gal's really gone. Hillbilly Bessie, oh what a queen. Yeah, she's a reason boy she'll. Good night, Irene. She's cute and sweet and little and neat, and they all sigh. They say Bessie is the reason for the wild goose cry. All on Bessie, first she's here then there. My hillbilly Bessie, with her bright red hair. When she walks in with her sly grin, the pinball machines they tilt. All on Bessie, first she's here then there. My hillbilly Bessie, with the bright red hair.
Patsy Elshire stuff there off that East Texas Honky Tonk record. Nice music, huh, guys?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know. And I don't know much about Patsy Elshire, but I did read she was 16 years old when she recorded that song.
Yeah.
It's early Starday stuff, and I think it was all recorded in somebody's living room.
Wow.
Something like
that. That is just incredible.
It's raw, but it's pretty darn good. Yeah. And then that Okie Jones there was Hillbilly Bessie to go along with your Hillbilly Betty.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
learn something
nice.
New every
We're
day.
We're in good company, I believe.
There you go. Very good. And you are listening to KBLO in Portland, 90.7 FM. Listeners supported non-commercial radio right here in Portland, Oregon. Here's this important announcement.
Hi, I'm J.J. Johnson of Kabu's J Place.
And I'm Shaheed Hamid of The Essence of Soul. And on Thursday, June 29th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.,
we'd like to invite you to Blues on the Boo.
We'll give you some history, some commentary, but most of all, some of the best blues in town with such great blues musicians as
B.B. King,
Coco Taylor,
Muddy Waters,
Etta James,
Robert Cray,
Denise LaSalle,
Bobby Bland,
Linda Hornbuckle,
Buddy Guy, and much, much more. This will be a preview of the Waterfront Blues Festival, which begins on Friday, June 30th.
So if you love the blues, join us, Shaheed Hamid and J.J. Johnson, on Thursday, June the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for Blues on the Boo here on Community Radio 90.7, where it all started. The blues, the boo, and you, baby, tune in.
Yeah, some mighty fine blues here on the Double O. That stuff will all be coming up, and right now we'll just move right along with some more songs, I guess. Here I got a little Bob Wills for you. This is an alternate take on this song, a song I always like they do.
I thought I was a gambler, broke every shark in town, until I met a rounder. Called all up or down. So I set the deck on the table. He drew an ace high hand. He bet his watch and I called it. I lost my money like a man.
What's the matter with you now, boy?
I got the polka dot blues. Oh, polka dot blues. I lost my hat and my coat and my straight lace shoes. Watch, then went back to lose the mean old gambling polka dot blue. I got the gambling polka dot blue. Sit down. I got a four, but I thought it was more as we dealt the cards around. So I set the deck on the table, bet him all I could stand. I turned over a measly four. He had another ace high hand. I got the polka dot blues. Dark blue. I lost my hat and my coat and my straight-laced shoes. I sold my watch, then went back to lose the mean old gambling polka dot blue. I got the gambling polka dot blue.
And belong to that old ranger foe. When we are roving together beneath the bright Texas moon, I pillow my head on a desert sand bed and yodel this old ranger tune. Idly, oh, highly, oh, lady, the old lady, the old lady, the old lady, eh, idly, oh, highly, oh, lady, the old lady, the old lady, the old lady. I sing when I am in danger, trust in my trigger hand. My heart is light as I ride through the night. I belong to that old ranger band. There's no place where I'm a stranger, and I'm never lonely long. Wherever we are, I have my old guitar and yodel this old ranger song. Hi-dee-ay, oh, hi-dee, oh, lady, the old lady, the old lady, the old lady. Hi-dee-ay, hi, old lady, the old lady, the old lady.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky, beneath the beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky walls. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky wall.
My darling LaRue, there's room in my heart just for you. My darling LaRue, my darling LaRue, there's room in my heart just for you. Like an angel in heaven looking down through the sky into my heart, my darling blue eye. Like the violet in the garden, kissed by the dew, touching my heart with a love so true. My darling LaRue, my darling LaRue, there's room in my heart just for you. Mm-hmm.
darling LaRue, my darling LaRue, there's room in my heart just for you.
Now All the things I thought I'd been, and all the brave things I've done, vanished like a snowflake with the rising of the sun. Never more to sail my ship where no man has gone before. And I know it can't be true. I could fly if I wanted to, like a bird in the sky. If I believed I could fly, I'd fly. I'd fly. I say, way beyond the moon, in my silver ship, I sail in a dream that ended too soon.
Voice of good old Charlie Louvin of the Louvin Brothers doing that Randy Newman Walt Disney Pixel song called I Will Be Sailing. Before that, we had Don Walzer there down there in Texas doing Big Balls in Cowtown. Jenks Tex Carmen did My Darling LaRue. Johnny Bond did Bill Monroe's Kentucky Waltz, and Jimmy Rogers did the Yodeling Ranger song right after Bob Wills, and Tommy Duncan singing the Jimmy Rogers tune Gambling Polka Dot Blues. Let's go over to this Fern Jones gal and see what I think Fern's got something to sing for us.
With all of his wealth and things that his money can do, with all of his riches, he may not have health. Be thankful. The other man has, are few. Just use the one talent on you he bestowed. Be thankful you're you.
Well, I guess it's only human for us to look around and see what other folks possess and say, I wish that it were me. We spend our time in wishing, and soon our life is gone, while we longed for another's chance and failed to see our own.
Don't long for the fame that another has won. His smile may hide tears as the dew. The happiest person's not always the great. Be thankful you're you. Be thankful you're you.
Weary blues from waiting. Let me have a dollar bill.
when she wants a dollar bill. She'll run away and leave you at the sawmill. Hey, women like a dollar, women like a dollar. Yes, women always will. See my teardrops falling down. My good wife done left this town. She said sawmill life had been a sin. The lady were to them, I can't work no more at the sawmill. Hey, women like a dollar, women like a dollar. Yes, women always will.
Well, that about wraps it up for another exciting edition of the Noontime Jamboree. That was Portland's own Jimmy Patton doing the Miltilis hit Sawmill. We had that Fern Jones before that with Be Thankful You're You, and some Charlie Lubin back there with a lot we'll be saving. Our old friend Bill Rhodes is here in the studio today. How's things going, Bill?
Very good.
It's nice to see you every week, to see your smiling face come in here. You go, I do my show, you do ours, and there's that little time of camaraderie in between that's so very important here. It's the human contact that makes the station so important here. Okay, folks, stay tuned for Blue Monday. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you down the road. Aha. Uh-huh.